from KQED.
Yesterday, the two top candidates running for attorney general met in their first and only planned debate at UC Davis Law School. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
Republican candidate Steve Cooley is district attorney for Los Angeles County. His Democratic rival, Kamala Harris, holds the same position in San Francisco. They might share a job title, but from the start, Cooley spoke of Harris as a political ideologue with whom he had little in common, especially on the death penalty.
She has absolutely, consistently, religiously refused to follow the Constitution and her oath in that regard. I think that has, in a sense, put the residents of San Francisco City and County and the rest of the state in certain jeopardy because of her failure to obey the law.
Harris tried to frame the election as a choice between a traditional top cop and someone who would move the office into 21st century crime fighting.
We need to have an attorney general in California who has the ability to see the many issues that include mortgage fraud, that include high crime or high-tech crimes, that include the issues that need to be dealt with in terms of recidivism, the environment. Many issues are at play here and must be addressed. This cannot be a one-issue debate.
It wasn't. One question had to do with Proposition 8, the measure outlawing same-sex marriage in California. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and current Attorney General Jerry Brown decided not to defend the voter-passed initiative in court. Cooley said he disagreed.
An initiative passed by the people of the state of California that's not patently unconstitutional space should be defended by the Attorney General, whether the Attorney General agrees with the initiative or not. You are the people's lawyer. That is the people's will.
Harris says she agrees with Schwarzenegger and Brown's stance, and she believes any candidate for attorney general should analyze political issues and make their views known. She said Cooley hadn't yet taken a position on Proposition 23, a current ballot initiative that would impact the state's environmental laws.
And I would like my opponent to be clear about his position on that. I don't think we can be selective about what we choose to render an opinion about or not, based on perhaps what it might cause us in terms of some kind of political risk.
Cooley, who got a lot of attention in the last few weeks for prosecuting City of Bell officials in a municipal salary scandal, sent a few waves through the audience when he got the following question.
If you win November's election, do you plan to double dip by taking both a pension and your salary as Attorney General?
Yes, I do. I earned it. 38 years of public service. I've definitely earned whatever pension rights I have, and I will certainly rely upon that to supplement the very low, incredibly low salary that's paid to the state attorney general.
The audience of about 100 included supporters of each candidate, as well as guests of the debate organizers, the Sacramento Bee and the UC Davis School of Law. No further debates between the candidates are scheduled. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.